A. TC99 sustainably and TC99 tetraphosmin uptake mechanisms. After intravenous injection, these technetium-99m labeled radiopharmaceuticals are distributed within the myocardium according to myocardial perfusion and viability. Unlike thallium-201, they have little, sustainably, or almost no redistribution, tetraphosmin, and so separate injections are required for stress and resting studies. The higher energy of the technetium-99m generally leads to better quality images because of less attenuation and scatter. Moreover, the short half-life of 99MTC permits much higher activities to be administered, giving better counting statistics, thus allowing performance of left ventricular ECG gating or first-pass imaging, which gives additional functional information. B. Advantages of TC99M labeled compounds for myocardial imaging. This is particularly true for SPECT imaging. TC99M photons, indeed, have 140 keV energy, which makes them better suited for gamma cameras. Due to their kinetics, stress tests do not need to be carried out immediately before acquisition, as it happens for TI-201, and also might be performed in a remote location, such as a cardiology department. Images freeze myocardial perfusion at the time of acquisition, and are not affected by procedures such as percutaneous coronary interventions, PCI. In case of emergency PCI after tracer injection, images will reflect perfusion before intervention, and a second injection will reflect perfusion after PCI. Comparison of the two sets will allow understanding the efficacy of PCI, and possible ischemic damages on the myocardium. Another important advantage is the continuous availability of TC99M in any NM facility, so that the procedure could be performed at any time. On the other hand, the lack of redistribution, as it happens with TI-201, makes it necessary to acquire two distinct studies when we want to compare perfusion under stress and at rest.